Jesus is all grown up. His job? Telling others that God's kingdom has come to earth. But he doesn't just talk about it. He shows it by doing all sorts of amazing things. As you listen, see if you notice what kind of people Jesus likes to hang out with. Does he stick to the popular crowd? Or does he spend most of his time with outsiders, the poor, the sick, the hungry?
Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Holy Spirit. News about him spread through the whole countryside. He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. Jesus went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. On the Sabbath day, he went into the synagogue as he usually did, and he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. He unrolled it and found the right place. There it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me. He has anointed me to tell the good news to poor people. He has sent me to announce freedom for the prisoners. He has sent me so that the blind will see again. He has sent me to free those who are beaten down. And he has sent me to announce the year of the Lord's favor." Then Jesus rolled up the scroll. He gave it back to the attendant and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were staring at him. One day, Jesus was standing by the Sea of Galilee. The people crowded around him and listened to the word of God. Jesus saw two boats at the edge of the water. They had been left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into the boat that belonged to Simon. Jesus asked him to go out a little way from shore. Then he sat down in the boat and taught the people. When he finished speaking, he turned to Simon. He said, "Go out into deep water. Let down the nets for a catch of fish." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught a large number of fish. There were so many that their nets began to break. So they motioned to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees. "Go away from me, Lord," he said. "I am a sinful man." He and everyone with him were amazed at the number of fish they had caught. So were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who worked with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch people." So they pulled their boats up on shore. Then they left everything and followed him. Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray. He spent the night praying to God. When morning came, he called for his disciples to come to him. He chose 12 of them and made them apostles. Simon was one of them. Jesus gave him the name Peter. There were also Simon's brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, and Bartholomew. And there were Matthew, Thomas, and James, son of Alphaeus. There were also Simon, who was called the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. Judas Iscariot was one of them too. He was the one who would later hand Jesus over to his enemies. Jesus went down with them and stood on a level place. A large crowd of his disciples was there. A large number of other people were there too. They had all come to hear Jesus and to be healed of their sicknesses. People troubled by evil spirits were made well. Everyone tried to touch Jesus. Power was coming from him and healing them all. Jesus looked at his disciples. He said to them, "Blessed are you who are needy. God's kingdom belongs to you. Blessed are you who are hungry now. You will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are sad now. You will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they have nothing to do with you and say bad things about you, and when they treat your name as something evil. They do all this because you are followers of the Son of Man. Their people treated the prophets the same way long ago. When these things happen to you, be glad and jump for joy. You will receive many blessings in heaven. But here is what I tell you who hear me. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who call down curses on you, and pray for those who treat you badly. Suppose someone hits you on one cheek. Turn your other cheek to that person also. Suppose someone takes your coat. Don't stop that person from taking your shirt. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what belongs to you, don't ask to get it back. Do to others as you want them to do to you. Love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then you will receive a lot in return, and you will be children of the Most High God. He is kind to people who are evil and are not thankful, so have mercy, just as your Father has mercy. If you do not judge others, then you will not be judged. If you do not find others guilty, then you will not be found guilty. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. You look at the bit of sawdust in your friend's eye, but you pay no attention to the piece of wood in your own eye. How can you say to your friend, "Let me take the bit of sawdust out of your eye"? How can you say this while there is a piece of wood in your own eye? You pretender! First take the piece of wood out of your own eye. Then you will be able to see clearly to take the bit of sawdust out of your friend's eye. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and still don't do what I say? Some people come to me and listen to me and do what I say. I will show you what they are like. They are like someone who builds a house. He digs down deep and sets it on solid rock. When a flood comes, the river rushes against the house. But the water can't shake it. The house is well built. But here is what happens when people listen to my words and do not obey them. They are like someone who builds a house on the ground and not on solid rock. The moment the river rushes against that house, it falls down. It is completely destroyed. Jesus finished saying all these things to the people. Then he entered Capernaum. There, the servant of a Roman commander was sick and about to die. His master thought highly of him. The commander heard about Jesus, so he sent some elders of the Jews to him. He told them to ask Jesus to come and heal his servant. They came to Jesus and begged him, "This man deserves to have you do this. He loves our nation and has built our synagogue." So Jesus went with them. When Jesus came near the house, the Roman commander sent friends to him. He told them to say, "Lord, don't trouble yourself. I am not good enough to have you come into my house. That is why I did not even think I was fit to come to you. But just say the word, and my servant will be healed. I myself am a man who is under authority, and I have soldiers who obey my orders. I tell this one, 'Go,' and he goes. I tell that one, 'Come,' and he comes. I say to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. He turned to the crowd that was following him. He said, "I tell you, even in Israel, I have not found anyone whose faith is so strong." Then the men who had been sent to Jesus returned to the house. They found that the servant was healed. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and left. As they sailed, Jesus fell asleep. A storm came down on the lake. It was so bad that the boat was about to sink. They were in great danger. The disciples went and woke Jesus up. They said, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up and ordered the wind and the huge waves to stop. The storm quieted down. It was completely calm. "Where is your faith?" he asked his disciples. They were amazed and full of fear. They asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." When Jesus returned, a crowd welcomed him. They were all expecting him. Then a man named Jairus came. He was a synagogue ruler. He fell at Jesus' feet. He begged Jesus to come to his house. His only daughter was dying. She was about 12 years old. As Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him. A woman was there who had an illness that made her bleed. Her illness had lasted 12 years. No one could heal her. She came up behind Jesus and touched the edge of his clothes. Right away, her bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. They all said they didn't do it. Then Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pushing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me." The woman realized that people would notice her. Shaking with fear, she came and fell at his feet. In front of everyone, she told why she had touched him. She also told how she had been healed in an instant. Then he said to her, "Dear woman, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus. "Your daughter is dead," the messenger said. "Don't bother the teacher anymore." Hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid. Just believe. She will be healed." When he arrived at the house of Jairus, he did not let everyone go in with him. He took only Peter, John, and James, and the child's father and mother. During this time, all the people were crying and sobbing loudly over the child. "Stop crying," Jesus said. "She is not dead. She is sleeping." They laughed at him. They knew she was dead. But he took her by the hand and said, "My child, get up." Her spirit returned, and right away she stood up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Her parents were amazed. But Jesus ordered them not to tell anyone what had happened. Jesus called the 12 together. He gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to heal sicknesses. Then he sent them out to preach about God's kingdom and to heal those who were sick. He told them, "Don't take anything for the journey. Do not take a walking stick or a bag. Do not take any bread, money, or extra clothes. When you are invited into a house, stay there until you leave town. Some people may not welcome you. If they don't, shake the dust off your feet when you leave their town. This will be a witness against the people living there." So the 12 left. They went from village to village. They preached the good news and healed people everywhere. The apostles returned. They told Jesus what they had done. Then he took them with him. They went off by themselves to a town called Bethsaida. But the crowds learned about it and followed Jesus. He welcomed them and spoke to them about God's kingdom. He also healed those who needed to be healed. Late in the afternoon, the 12 came to him. They said, "Send the crowd away. They can go to the nearby villages and countryside. There they can find food and a place to stay. There is nothing here." Jesus replied, "You give them something to eat." The disciples answered, "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. We would have to go and buy food for all this crowd." About 5,000 men were there. But Jesus said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each." The disciples did so, and everyone sat down. Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. He looked up to heaven and gave thanks. He broke them into pieces. Then he gave them to the disciples to set in front of the people. All of them ate and were satisfied. The disciples picked up 12 baskets of leftover pieces.